Good evening, everybody. Welcome to episode number 14 of the All Talk Show podcast, where anything goes and everything is open for discussion. You've been warned, so cover your ears, open your mouth, and tell us what the hell we should talk about, because we don't know. That's what we do here on this show. We start off with no topics in mind, and we just see what ends up happening. So if you have something that you want us to talk about, go ahead and drop us a line in the chat room. We are a brand new area here. We're on Mixler Radio instead of our old home. So we're going to be testing that out. We're going to see what happens. If you are in the chat live right now, happy to see you there. If you're not, then you got to make sure that you bookmark our address, megapowersradio.com, to find us in the future. But before we get into any of that kind of stuff, let me just introduce who is talking, at least right now. I am Tony Mango, your host of the panel, and I'm joined this episode by Mike Payton.
Heady ho, y'all.
And Stephen Wago.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know. I kind of thought I was the Tony panel for a minute there.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think we might be getting Drew White on the line here. Let's see if we can add Drew into this mix here. If you hear a little bit, then it's probably
You'd
him.
You'd think with him being the, you know, host of the year, he'd show up on time.
So if that ends up popping up, then it ends popping up, and he'll probably not even know that we're recording it. But we're recording anyway. And we're just going to kind of move along here. In the meantime, what do you guys want to talk about today?
How about Star Wars?
Dude, how good is Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars is the tits.
Oh, you have a Darth Maul thing up there right now, too, on our Skype account.
Do I?
Yeah.
Still feeling it.
And Stephen Wago has meat.
Yep.
Just steaks. Yeah, meat steaks also good. I don't know which one's better, steaks or Star Wars, but...
Oh, steak. Star Wars you get bored of. Steak you never get bored of.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Man, you get bored if you like watch those fucking movies all the time. I can never get bored of steak.
I could get a little bit bored eating steak. Hey, Drew White is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Not much. Just amen on that one.
Drew, what's better, steak or Star Wars?
I'm a Star Wars. I'm more of a chicken guy than a steak guy.
Well, yeah, you're a pussy.
That doesn't really correlate together, but okay. If that makes you feel better, go for it.
Eat red meat, puss a lot.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I've just liked chicken more.
Now, I think the question is, does that indeed make Wago feel better?
No, does not. I know Wago's Skype picture is steak, but is that the reason why we're talking about that right now?
Yes.
Well, see, steak's pretty good, but then some steak is not good. And that's crazy. Great input
there. Expert analysis by the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk host of the year.
I'm sure.
So, Peyton, how many times have you seen Star Wars?
Only once. Which,
boo.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't had time. I work. But I've seen also fellow Mega Powers Radio host Chris Dace has seen it 5 times. That's incredible.
Man, 3 wasn't enough.
Thank God. He does need 5 for that one.
So far, I've only seen it twice, but I got a gift card for a movie theater for Christmas. And it's at a movie theater that I don't really necessarily go to all the time. So I'm going to have to kind of decide whether or not I want to like use that to see the movies that I wouldn't normally see, where it would be like, oh, I don't know if I really want to pay to go see this or not, because we usually all go to the same movie theater, so I'm sure all the big releases, you know, Batman v Superman and stuff, we're all going to go to the same one. So I got $50 extra, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll just go see Star Wars a bunch of times.
Is it like a smaller movie theater, or is it a bigger
further
one?
Away?
And I mean, is it like an IMAX theater, or is it just like a locally owned one?
No, I mean, I usually go to an AMC movie theater, and this is for a Regal one. So they're good, but they're not the comfy lounge chairs, and they're not 5 minutes away. And you know,
that's a damn shame. I love comfy chairs.
I might kind of just take some of that gift card and just kind of apply that to more Star Wars things in the future.
So,
I don't know.
How far away did you say it was?
The Regal or the AMC go to?
The one that you have the gift card to.
It's like 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away.
Oh, okay. And you have like a $50 card to go there?
Yeah.
You know, have you considered just going back, going there, asking for like a refund? and then take that $50 and go to like an IMAX theater?
I don't have a receipt for the gift card.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, you could just like spend a whole day doing that.
I might. I've done that before where I've spent like almost an entire day at the movies. Have you guys ever done that?
I've done it once.
You've been watching Star Wars over and over.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're just going to do that over and over again?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
back in the day when pirating movies wasn't as accessible, I would definitely do the thing where you would go to a movie and then sneak to another theater and then maybe sneak to another one depending on how it's going.
Right.
You
know, I did that once and it was actually quite easy to sneak.
Oh, of course it's easy.
The only issue is now is the local movie theater and where I live is that on weekends they have a police officer there patrolling. So if he catches you, then, you know.
He's not paying any attention anyway, though.
Obviously, yeah.
What's he going to do anyway?
Hey,
get out of there. It's not actually a crime.
Well, technically it is. Technically it's stealing, but it's not like he's going to be like, I don't know if I saw you in line purchasing tickets for that movie specifically.
The issue is I can't do it at the one where I live now because I used to work there. And there's still people that work there when I worked there. And I was like,
so that sounds like all the more reason why you should be able just to walk into any movie when you want.
Yeah, you would know like the ins and outs of who checks what and you know.
It's been a few years. I was a concessions guy. I would most of the time. Occasionally I would be an usher, but mostly
concession stands Drew.
Yeah. Concessions Drew. Did you know Kane when you were there?
Fuck, I wish I did. I make an only dream.
Yeah, I've been craving movie popcorn for the past 3 nights.
You know, do you do the thing with popcorn where you get like nacho cheese with it?
No, but I have like had nachos and popcorn at the same time and just kind of put some popcorn in the cheese, like the little like extra little bits of cheese that hasn't gotten soaked up yet.
Do any of you guys do that? It's actually surprisingly well.
You know what I saw the other day? Somebody was mentioning about how to get the perfect ratio of butter to popcorn, and I was like, you know, I never tried this before, but I'm really curious to try it in the future. It's you take a straw, put it like midway through, and then you pour the butter and you kind of like circle the straw around until you go up.
I mean, when I was when I did concession stands, you know, you always ask how much butter they want. I always just like halfway through, butter up some more, shake it around, and then just do that as many times.
If you want it done right, you got to have the person do it right when they're put it in the bag. You can't just do it afterwards when it's all in there. You have to do it in layers, like an onion or an ogre.
See, I know other people, like not people, but theaters do that, and it always pissed me off because you get like halfway through, not even halfway, maybe a fourth of the way through, and it's not even buttery. And if it is, it's just soggy at that point. That's a damn shame.
You know what I hate, and this is something that I don't like about Regal specifically, because I've never run into this issue with any other places other than Regal, but they seem to be really stingy on their butter, and they're the type that, like, AMC lets you butter it yourself, so you could just, like, go fucking crazy. Mm. But Regal, it's like, do you want butter on there? And they're like, yes, and they just, like, swirl it around, like, twice, and you're like, you know, I kind of said that I wanted butter on there. You know, a teaspoon of butter on one frigging piece. Can you kind of put it back under there for a little bit?
When I worked at the movie theaters, we had like a rule where, you know, technically like extra butter, you just like one extra pump. But I was just like, I know what you want. I know what I want when I go get butter. So I'm like, oh, so how much butter you want? Extra. I'm like, okay, tell me when to stop. And then like I do it. I'm like, okay, no one's watching. No one's watching. Here you go. Because I understand that.
And that's why he doesn't work in concessions anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think you seem to realize they make way too much fucking money.
That's how they make all their money, though.
Yeah, I know. No. They know that. I know that. I forget how much exactly. I don't know now because the ticket prices change, but they get a very small percent of the actual ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
And during the summer times, they would like get like free like movies for like the kids, and like they just make like a bunch of money from just concession stands on that, and it'd just be like a bunch of kids' movie that came out like 2 years prior. That was like the big thing that they would do.
That's smart.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much it would cost them to get the movies, but I'm assuming it wasn't that much.
They probably didn't pay shit for them.
Yeah.
They probably just found some old like DVDs or Blu-rays and just played them.
Well, all the projection stuff is digital now. I forget exactly how they got them, because they don't use like the actual reels for all that stuff now. But I believe they technically would have to send it back as soon as they stopped showing it.
I don't really know how that works.
John actually sat in a movie where the rig came off the rail and just burnt.
that's awesome.
Yeah, but it, like, it was halfway through, and they couldn't start it halfway through. They ended up starting it like from the get-go, all the way from the start again.
What?
So yeah. Did people get like pissed, or were they just kind of like, "Oh, free half of a movie"?
Oh, they.
Hope it was a shitty movie.
I think it was just some movie they watched as kids. So I'm sure it was shit. Most kids' movies suck.
Yeah, it depends. Pixar is pretty damn good.
Yeah, Pixar is good. Inside Out made me feel I was pissed off.
I didn't like Inside Out as much as most people did. I didn't hate it or anything by any means, but I was really expecting it to be a little bit better than what it was.
I don't know. It was good for like the first half, but I just felt like it dragged along at some point.
I kind of think of it as like, it might have been better with like one more, like, just another pass for editing. Like, maybe they could have tweaked a couple things and it would have been better.
I liked a lot of subtle things they did. Like, if you see each person, for example, the dad's lead emotion is anger. So anger is in control of his head. And just
mom's is sadness.
Yeah.
It's like, well, your life sucks.
I just love the cats where, like, the cats, like, none of them is paying attention. And just, like, one of them goes across the panel. It just, like, hits all the buttons and it just starts freaking out. I thought that was clever.
What do you guys think about the theory that the main girl in it, I can't remember her name, that she's bisexual because of the male and female people in her brain?
I never thought that like that.
In the dads, they're all male. And in
the
moms,
I thought it was, you don't mean bisexual, you mean gender identity.
Whatever issues. The fuck that term is.
Yeah, the creator was asked about that, and they didn't, like, they kind of gave you a half-assed answer, but they're pointing towards it, yeah.
Huh. Like when people start, like, dissecting that kind of stuff. Which, by the way, when you were talking about the little things that were really subtle, my favorite part of the whole movie probably was at the very end. This is not a spoiler for people that didn't say it or whatever, but the main girl bumps into a little teenage boy. And he immediately just looks at her and he's like, you know, jaw dropped. And then it shows the people in his head and they're all like, it's a girl. Ah! that was fantastic.
That was a good movie. I liked it. I just thought like it slowed down at some point. I think like when we got towards the ending, it just didn't seem like that much was on the line. Yeah, she was going to go do that thing that she was going to go do. But it didn't feel like enough for me to like actually buy into it.
What if she would have gotten brain dead at one point, I would have thought a little bit more.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Pixar movie?
Ooh. Let me bring up a list of that.
Off the top of my head, I might go The Incredibles.
Off the top of my head, I'd probably go Toy Story 1.
I was never big on The Incredibles. I don't know why everybody loves that movie so much.
It's a superhero movie that's actually fun.
It's the best version of Fantastic Four we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's sad.
But I still, just like Fantastic Four, I think it misses the mark a little bit. Like, I liked Incredibles, but I didn't love it.
Monsters, Inc.'s a good one.
Monsters, Inc.'s another one I didn't really love all that much. I liked that one, too. A lot of them, even if I like them, I don't love them.
Did you like the...
Is it bad that... Oh, sorry, what was that?
I said, did you like the prequel for it, at least? Like Monsters University?
I wasn't as big on that.
I thought it was good.
I actually like it. I don't know if it's wrong to, but I prefer Toy Story 3 than I do to 1. I think it's the best one in the series.
What about 2?
All three of them are fantastic.
I don't like 2. I only like number 1 and number 3. I don't know why I don't like number 2.
If I remember correctly, those three movies have the best highest ranking overall score for Rotten Tomatoes from any franchise ever. All have like a 95 or up.
I know it's going to be a good movie anyway, but I'm still a little pissed they're making a number 4 just because of how sweet that fucking ending was for number 3.
Yeah.
See, I still kind of think they missed out on one thing, and if that would have happened, I would have immediately started crying, which was when Andy pulls the little string in the back. That would have been so great if, like, instead of just saying, you know, like, reach for the skies or whatever the normal thing is, if he would have said something like, I love you, Andy, or whatever, now the kid probably would have been like, what the fuck? But if it would have been something like, or like you're my best friend, or something like that, you know what I mean? Where it would have been like, ah, crap, I'm crying now, like, you know?
I don't know.
Came close.
I think The Incredibles was good. after that, it might be Up. I actually like that movie.
Did any of you see Brave?
No. I didn't know The Good Dinosaur was a Pixar movie. I just had to look it up to look at their list, but I did not know that was a Disney one.
Brave actually turned out good. I thought it was going to suck.
Good Dinosaur I haven't seen yet. That's on my list that I need to catch up on. Like, I need to see Creed. I need to see Hunger Games. I need to see that. Brave I never watched, and I never really had an interest. Same thing with Cars. I've never watched Cars.
Oh, Cars looks dumb as fuck.
It is. Like it. You know, when I was younger, I thought Cars was good, but then I saw the second one when I was like sophomore in high school.
The first Cars was really good, but the problem is Cars came out around that time where they really realized how much they can milk a franchise.
Mm.
And so we got Cars 2 and Cars 3 and Planes 2 and now Boats.
I'm still thinking they're going to do Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. They might as well.
So if they make a Boats movie, Tugger the Tugboat's going to be the star of it, right?
Somebody brought up Up, though. The first part of Up I like, and the rest of it I don't really.
Really?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's
depressing as hell.
Well, the beginning of it is, but pretty much old guy wants to go, I forget what exactly it was, but he wanted to be, I don't know.
He wants to go on an adventure, essentially, and he's like this bitter old fuck. And they're
setting a high bar for the film right now.
Yeah. Well, it's like they do a whole bunch of construction in his area, and he's the only holdout to not sell his home. And basically he decides, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to put a bunch of balloons on my home, and I'm going to float all over the place. So it's not really that great. And there's like a whole side thing with a bird and a dog. And
No, the bird and the dog is like, the bird is like the most important part, because he's going to like South America to like Paradise Falls, I believe the name of it was, to like find this bird. Because I was like, he was like a big fan of like some guy who ended up like dying or went missing or something like that. Like that was the big thing about it.
Yeah. It's kind of feels like a bunch of different movies mixed up in one, but the very beginning of it is awesome. It's just depressing as all hell. And if you shut the movie off after the first like 10 minutes of it, you would just be like, all right, well, I'm going to go hang myself.
The only Pixar movie that I've ever like, everyone said, oh, it's really good, which I was just like, no, it isn't, was Finding Nemo. Bored the shit out of me.
I'm not looking forward to Finding Dory.
I like Finding Nemo. Dory, I don't know if I really would like that. You know what really surprised me, though? WALL-E.
Never watched it.
WALL-E's really pretty good.
WALL-E was awesome.
I knew Peyton would end up liking WALL-E.
No,
yeah.
WALL-E, especially, like, if you watch WALL-E, the first half of it has no dialogue whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still incredibly touching and entertaining. It is one of the greatest animation movies of the generation to come out. Absolutely.
And that it could do that without having dialogue speaks volumes to how good it is.
It almost gets to the point where the starts having speaking characters. It's kind of like off-putting, and you're kind of like, I don't know.
Why don't you shut up and be quiet?
Yeah, when I saw WALL-E, I was like, oh, look, it's the fucking robot from Smash Bros.
it does look just like him, which I like too.
What robot?
I think it's called Rob.
Robot. Also looks kind of like Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Johnny Five is what I thought of.
I say Rob from Smash Bros, but he must have been from something else before Smash Bros, but God, if I know what it is.
He was actually a toy that was packaged with the Nintendo Entertainment System.
No, it was like one of those things where you use him to like, you like hit buttons on the screen and he'll like read it and he'll like move stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of like
it was a peripheral. Yeah, it was a peripheral. Like he literally took control of your other controller. You would put a little holster in front of him. And it had this weird way where it would communicate with your TV, and it would move discs around and all this other dumb shit. It was really dumb. Like,
Nintendo really wanted to just, like, you know, do whatever and see what stuck.
You see, that's what I'll always give Nintendo credit for. They try some stupid shit sometimes, but at least they try different things.
Yeah, here's the thing. This was a really complicated time, because this was right after the video game crash in the mid-80s, and no video game systems were selling whatsoever, so the robot was actually the key to their success, because they paired the robot in with the Nintendo, along with the gun that everyone, of course, knows as well. And they sold it as a toy package rather than a video game system. It was a toy package because it had all those things. And that's what got them to actually sell off the shelves. And that's why they became the landmark system of the late 80s.
Yeah, what was the name of that?
Save video games.
What was the name of that big-ass gun? Like, the normal Duck Hunt gun, the orange thing, like, that was fine and cool and all, but there was that one that was, like, a fucking rocket launcher, basically.
You're talking about the one for the Super Nintendo.
That's what that was? Yeah, yeah, that was fucking sweet. That was,
like, Super Zapper or whatever it was.
That looked like it would just, like, that you would just, I don't know, play any... If you played Duck Hunt, you would press the button once and kill all the animals in the entire kingdom.
You could finally blow up the dog with that thing.
Right, yeah.
What's the shitty...
You know, they have, it's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, or whatever the hell the beginning of that is. And then you just press it once and like a nuke goes off. Fuck that dog.
Did you guys like Ratatouille?
Yeah, I like Ratatouille, all right.
I skipped it.
I'll tell you what I liked. I had these little croissant snacks that I used to feed my pet mice when I had at the time. They loved that stuff. And it was based on the movie Ratatouille.
I thought you were going to say that you liked eating them.
No.
You know what I like? These little croissant things that I gave from my pet. I ate it.
Though, because she was one of those weird people who ate her animal's food.
I used to lure him out, let him sniff it, and then eat it in front of him.
Yeah, I like doing that.
I like fucking with him.
That'd be great.
She does that really dog biscuits and stuff. Sit. Good boy. Now you get to watch me eat. So we brought up the Smash Brothers. What's your go-to person for that?
Link.
Why Link?
Open B.
What was that?
Spinning attack. Enough said. That's the entire reason I use it, because it fucking works. Just stand in the middle of the map, someone will run at you eventually.
It really depends. The first one, it was either Kirby or Samus. Later on, it really depends on what it was.
By the way, fuck them for getting rid of Pokemon Trainer and just replacing it with Charizard. I liked having the option. Because you could switch.
Just Charizard?
Yeah, because in the Wii version, you could be Pokemon Trainer or Wartortle or whatever it was. Was it Squirtle or Wartortle? Whatever. You could choose between the Pokemon or all three. In this one, you can only be Charizard now.
Wonder why Charizard? That's kind of odd. I mean, Charizard is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
Also, what you gotta
Charizard's
remember.
One of the best characters in this new Smash Brothers. I don't know what you're complaining about. I love playing as Charizard.
I like playing as him. I'm just pissed off they got rid of the variety. I hate it when they take shit out.
But they got, like, a ton of Pokemon, though. They got, like, Pokemon. I don't even know who the hell they are. You probably know who they are.
Wasn't Mewtwo, like, one of their main guys?
They bought Mewtwo back. They originally got rid of Mewtwo when they brought in Lucario, and then they was going to get rid of Lucario for Greninja, but they ended up keeping both.
I don't get the push for Lucario. I don't think that Pokemon's really that great at all. I mean, I don't know about in Smash Brothers, but, like, in general, it was like, Lucario is our next big guy, and it was
It's a glass cannon.
He's actually kind of cool.
I like him. Mm-hmm.
Lucario, to me, kind of strikes me as, like, Lapras, where it's like it's special and different, but in the end there's better options out there. Like, give me a Blastoise instead of a Lapras, you know?
I think Tony's the type of guy who uses the Wii Fit Trainer.
Is that the
it's the worst character in the game?
The chick with the sports bra and stuff?
Yeah.
I can't even comment because I refuse to play as her.
Oh, it's ridiculous, dude. Like, she keeps doing this weird thing where, like, she breathes in and into a circle and does absolutely fucking nothing.
Well, I don't even know what their moves be for that. Like,
that's like yoga moves.
She just. She just
really?
Yeah.
She stops fighting, looks at the screen, and goes, "Get on a treadmill, fatty."
Like, why is that a character in a fighting game?
Because they wanted to push their franchise.
Yeah. Wouldn't it make more sense to make them me?
So.
They did make a me.
Oh, me? You can fight as a me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smash Bros. Awesome. Smash Bros. Also, like, had a bunch of DLC recently, and isn't everyone pissed off about it? Like, I heard everybody upset saying because it's all from the same game universe as Morpheus.
Isn't, like, Bayonetta now?
Bayonetta's in it, and I'm fucking really happy with that. Bayonetta's one of the coolest characters ever. She's probably my favorite, like, woman protagonist in video games.
Isn't that because her hair is, like, her, like, suit? And crap like that.
Dude, she can shoot fucking guns out of her boots. Sweet.
That? Yeah, that's true.
She can shoot guns?
Yeah. She's got, like, guns in her feet and her fucking hands. She, like, does all this crazy...
She shoots literal guns.
Fly out of her feet. It's a gun.
That sounds like a bad idea, is to like fire a gun towards your enemy, because then they have a gun.
Yeah, you're like, you shoot a gun, and they're like, ow, that kind of mildly hurt, but now I have a gun, thank you.
But she's fucking, like, it's imagine Devil May Cry on crack, and replaced with a chick that likes to sexualize everything, and that's what Bayonetta is.
So, I obviously don't play video games all that much. If anybody's followed a lot of our things, they should know that by now, but I don't know exactly who's in the newest Smash Brothers. I've only played it once. I do know that they added Pac-Man and Mega Man, and now I'm to the point where, are there any characters really that are left like that? Like, those were the two that I remember going, well, if they're going to add a big name, they got to add one of these two. And the only other thing I can think of is Crash Bandicoot.
Well, but Crash
they
Bandicoot,
can't do that because it's on PlayStation.
They have PlayStation All-Stars now, which is their Smash Brothers ripoff.
Oh, man, they need to bring back Crash Bandicoot, though.
But I mean, like, is there any other, like... Oh, wait, do they have access to Bomberman? Can they add him?
I think he's a Capcom license. Which pretty much all those are kind of in the air right now. Nobody has a good relationship with Capcom right now. Even Capcom doesn't have a good relationship with Capcom right now. They're kind of on the rocks.
I guess the Street Fighter people would be the only ones other than that, I guess.
Yeah, as far as Capcom goes right now... their developers hate them, their fans hate them, everybody hates them. They're dicks.
Well, I mean, we got Sonic in there, and that to me was just like, what? Like, never thought that would be. Like, we're wrestling fans, if you don't follow us for the wrestling side of things. To us, like, Sonic and Mario in the same game is kind of like WCW and WWE getting together, you know? Like, just insanity. I don't know. I mean, like, what other characters are there that you could add that would make a big splash?
You could add some of the Soul Calibur guys from, if you could partner up with them, that'd be cool.
I don't even know any of them. Wait, wasn't that the game that Darth Vader was in or something?
Darth Vader did make an appearance in one of them. Like, the way the Soul Calibur works, they released it on all three consoles, and every time they give a special character to each one. Xbox had Spawn, the GameCube had Link, and
that was for three.
Yeah, and PlayStation had Hayachi Mishima. I don't know what they did after that.
And then for four, it was like a Star Wars influence where Xbox got Yoda, PlayStation got Darth Vader, and they both got The Apprentice.
And then eventually it was made DLC, which you could purchase anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yoda was awesome. He was, like, just tap and win.
Man, Hayachi was, like, perfect for that fucking game. I should do a Tekken and Soul Calibur crossover. I'd play the shit out of that.
Why isn't there just, like, a simple lightsaber fighting battle game?
I forgot which one it was. One I used to play, but you used to just go for fucking swarms of enemies, and you could have like three people playing it all fit on the same screen.
No. I'm talking about like a Mortal Kombat fighter.
Oh, just a fucking one versus one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just make it something like the Jedi Trials. And you gotta beat the, like, I don't know. You're up against like a trainee thing. Maybe the lightsaber doesn't kill people necessarily if you want to go that route or whatever, and just
They've had games like that, but they've not been out since like the PlayStation 1.
And they've all been terrible. They tried to make one for Wii, and it was a bomb. Like, they just don't do it right.
I feel like there was an MMO for Star Wars when it comes to, like, actual Jedi shit
Knights
on
of the
it.
Republic.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was it. So, wait, actually, this is where we're on a topic. Favorite Star Wars video game?
Shadows of the Empire.
Mm.
I don't fucking know. I don't know any of the fucking titles. I've played so many of them. Like, if they've been... You can't tell how many games they fucking got. There's got to be hundreds, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to say either... Depending on how I would look at it, either the Phantom Menace game for PlayStation was a lot of fun, and Jedi Power Battles was a lot of fun, but there was this arcade game where you were basically like in the ships and stuff, and that was fucking sweet.
Was it Rogue Squadron?
No, it wasn't. I think it was just like Star Wars or whatever.
I know there's one specifically that the cabinet actually looks like a TIE fighter.
Maybe it's that one.
Badass.
I think like the three games for me, you got to go with the second Battlefront for Star Wars. And then there was one called Republic Commando. That one was actually really good. And then after that, you get into like the Lego Star Wars games.
Oh, those are really good too.
See, the one that I was talking about, apparently, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like it might be this, like, Atari thing or something. No, it can't be Atari because it had better graphics than it. You were in,
well,
like, this
Atari
big, like...
Other games than that.
You were in this big, like, cockpit. You know what I mean? And you had, like, an actual, like, sweet kind of trigger that you could have a button on the top and a button, like a normal trigger kind of thing.
It was a sit-down cabinet, right?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find information, but it looks like it actually might be Atari. I don't know. But that was just fucking awesome.
You went
on that, you could play like Battle of Yavin, you could play Battle of Hoth and stuff, and trick was always that you could hit the two different triggers and that would make you fire like significantly faster. So that was like when you get to the Battle of Yavin and there's like a million TIE fighters coming at you and you got to shoot 30 at a time. You're just kind of like moving around like, ah, and everything's like loud and you know that you're going to die and all that. That's so great. That immersive environment makes it so much cooler.
You want to know what my favorite game always was at, like, I don't know, Chuck E. Cheese maybe? I think it was, I don't remember the name, but pretty much it was just a pod racing game from like the first, like episode one.
Oh, yeah, episode one racer. It was awesome.
Oh, is that what it was called?
It's literally called Episode 1 Racer.
That's such a generic name, but fuck, it worked. That was like the game I would waste my life on when I was at like Chuck E. Cheese on my birthday.
Joining us on the line right now, we've got Kaelin Ferris.
What's happening, everybody?
Hey. We're talking about our favorite Star Wars games. Do you have one in mind?
Favorite Star Wars games. God. I don't know. I remember going to the arcade and playing this one that was like this vector graphic old looking thing.
Well, we know it's old. It's fucking you.
Of course it is. as far as like newer ones for the home console, like I never got into you know, I've never played Battlefront. I never did Knights of the Old Republic or anything like that. But I did play Shadows of the Empire for N64. That was all right. Woo! The Pod Racer one for N64, meh.
That's the one I was about to bring up. That's the one I remembered. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that one. Yeah. But the Shadows of the Empire was all right. I mean, certain stages of it were kind of bullshit, but kind of started you off pretty difficult with the Hoth scene where you had
Hoth was
flight
the funnest one in the whole game.
Oh, it was fun, but timing those tow cables was tricky sometimes.
Did anybody else play the Google lightsaber game that was just out?
No, what was that one?
Oh, the one with your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was pretty sweet. I don't know if you can still play it or not. But
probably.
It's...
They don't delete their Google like logos or anything. They normally keep them all.
Give me a quick recap of what that one was about.
You log on to a specific website, and then you log on to the like a different code that you need to punch in for your phone. And then it syncs up your phone to that. So then you actually you use your phone as like the hilt for a lightsaber.
And you see it on screen.
Oh, weird. Okay.
It's pretty fun. It's like really tough to kind of like navigate what you're supposed to do, kind of.
Yeah, and it's not too responsive when you're trying to reflect blasters.
Yeah, but it's still like when I played that, you know, it was just kind of like, oh my god, I'm using a lightsaber. Like,
I do remember Super Nintendo, they had like Super Empire Strikes Back and Super Return of the Jedi. Those were cool.
If you want to see a fucking terrible game, Angry Joe played Star Wars for the Kinect. It was terrible.
Oh, that game is atrocious. Like, the best level of the whole game is where you get to play as a giant rancor that's just terrorizing a village and, like, stomping on buildings.
And that's just because it doesn't matter how fucking responsive the game is because you're doing stupid shit anyway.
You get to play as a rancor? Like, what?
Yeah!
Like, that's so random. I wouldn't have thought anybody would make that a part of a game. That's you know, who should we play as in this one? We could play as Han, you could play as Luke, you could play as Leia, or you could play as Max Rebo, or...
Like the stupid ones where you're dancing along with some of the characters, and there's a lightsaber one that's fucking terrible. Seriously, just look up Star Wars Kinect. It's fucking abysmal.
Hmm. It's like almost every other Kinect game, then.
Yeah, Kinect was a pretty bad system.
Kinect is still a bad system.
So kind of tying in one topic that we were just talking about with another one... they're going to be doing a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff with Disney. Like, they're going to get its own theme park and stuff in the future and whatever. But what do you guys think about them if they were to ever do a whole theme park about Nintendo? Not Disney, because Disney's not connected to it. But, like, you know, we got Six Flags for, like, the WB characters. Disney's got the Marvel. Would you guys ever be interested in them making, like, a big theme park of just Nintendo stuff?
You know?
That's right, especially since they acquired some, like, cool titles. Yeah.
Yeah, but you could do a whole theme park on Pokemon alone.
Yeah,
I'm surprised there isn't one already.
Would they put that in the United States or would that be in Japan?
I would think you'd have to do them both.
You definitely have to do them
I'm
both.
Pretty yeah, sure I'm... one already exists in Japan.
Oh, well, you know, that's just an assumption. But...
Well, they've got fucking planes with Pokemon all over them. I'm surprised they don't have a fucking amusement park yet.
How sweet would it be, though, if you had, like, a Mario roller coaster where you felt like you were going through the tube?
Okay, that would
be there's money fucking to be made sweet. There.
That's genius, actually.
Right? Actually, that would be the water park, is when you go in the tube.
Well, no, the water park would have to be constantly playing do 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 do. You know, when you go into like certain roller coasters and you go underground, then it goes da 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 da. Like, how fucking great would that be?
Okay, like this would be fucking amazing. I'd go on all those rides like 20 times,
right? Maybe like at the end, you like reach the flag thing, and it does the whole da 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 da. This, like, writes itself. Like, fucking do
oh,
it.
Oh, man, but there'd be some creepy-ass character costumes, though, that people would wear around there.
What, the Pokemon one?
At all of them. Like, I want to see someone's douchey-ass Mario costume with a giant-ass nose.
You know, I guarantee you, if you go to a Pokemon, like, amusement park, and you just see people walking around, anytime you, like, confront one of them, you gotta go...
Yeah, getting between the rides would be difficult because you have to keep encountering everybody.
You'd have to make sure you never look at somebody in the eye.
No, they give you like special earbuds at that point.
Oh,
so.
Shit, maybe that's why like these fucking low-level trainers never move out of there is because they're always looking down so they never find the exit.
Everybody in the theme park, instead of like... you know, you bump into, like, Gaston, and they're all in character, or, like, Goofy's all just like, hello, kids, and all that kind of shit. Like, you go to the Pokemon one, and somebody just goes, I love shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear.
Oh, fucking Gary Oak just comes and just rips you a new one. That'd be sweet.
The little thing that at the beginning of it says that you need to be a certain height, it just has it crossed off and says, Gary Oak was here, Ash is a loser.
Okay, now.
Damn, I want this to be a real thing now.
It is. Just gotta dream it.
If I had the money.
Yeah.
Well, now you have motivation to get everyone to donate to our Patreons.
Yeah. All right, instead of a Patreon, like a GoFundMe for a Nintendo theme park. Nintendo's like, huh? Nah, it's cool. We'll give you a kickback. You can get like 3%. That would be so sweet, though. Like, Mario alone, you could get so many rides out of that, you know?
You could like do a little, Zelda park by itself. You know how, like, Disney has the castle?
Right.
You could do a Hyrule castle.
Well, you could do a castle for each thing. I mean, you could do Peach's castle. You could do, like, how they have, like, what was it? The water thing at Disney. What's it called? Something Breeze or whatever, I think.
The Lazy River.
Tyler Breeze.
And for the kids section, you could theme it with the Koopa Kids.
Listen, the only thing that needs to be there, they have to have some type of Mario Kart segment or section.
Oh, dude, fuck.
Mario Kart was so guaranteed.
Would it be a Mario Kart thing where like it's bumper cars, or would do you have like a performance thing where you have like shows for Mario Kart?
You're right,
people can go see.
I bet you could.
Yeah,
you
have to have like the Mario Kart stunt show.
Yeah.
like
where like they actually threw shells at each other.
They actually have, like, a stunt show? That'd be awesome.
Then you could have games like the Mario Tennis and that other kind of stuff. Like, you could have those kind of variations if you could figure out a way around it. You could
What's
have,
cool
like,
at Yomacon is that they actually have a live game of Mario Party.
Yeah, the Mario Party stuff. You could do that. You know, you could have the little kids' rides where you have, like, just the maybe, like, six little airplanes that only slightly go up and down. You could make that the little Lakitu cloud.
Yeah, that's what you do. You go to the park with all your friends, and you play Mario Party games, and then you don't have any friends anymore.
Oh, I picked up... So I got a Wii recently, got Mario Kart. How the fuck do I unlock that little cloud bastard? Hayden?
Man, if only the internet had some kind of information about the game.
No, seriously, I looked it up. I can't find it.
You might have to Google it.
IGN.com has everything you need to know about anything.
Game facts. That's a good one.
Yeah, I went to IGN earlier to figure out if this was a mole or not. They know it. Everything about everything. I really want this Nintendo theme park now. I'm, like, kind of sad. We're bringing up all these great ideas, and it's like, dude, that would be so sweet. I'm going to buy my tickets tomorrow to nothing.
They're gonna start doing. No, you know why it's gonna come? Because they're gonna start doing Nintendo movies, and that is official. As soon as these Nintendo movies start happening and those rake in money, the theme park is right around the corner.
I mean, as long as they're better than the shitty Mario Brothers one they made in the 90s.
That's what I was about to say. They won't bomb. I mean, they've got a great track record. Have you seen the fucking Zelda animation? Jesus Christ, it is one of the worst cartoons I've ever watched.
No, you got to do live action for Zelda.
Here's the thing. That was before that they took those kind of movies seriously.
Yeah.
It's a different age.
Dude, Marvel Cinematic Universe changed film history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're getting all these, like, connected universe things. We could get a connected universe from Nintendo movies, and we could get... I mean, if... what's the two that are out now? The Warcraft one that's coming out and Assassin's Creed. If those two are good, that's going to be the next big thing. I mean, it's not going to be as much as superheroes, but people are going to start actually doing video game movies.
Then. Are you looking forward to the Warcraft movie at all?
Not in the slightest bit.
No, but if they fuck up the Assassin's Creed movie, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm not even looking forward to that. I never played that game, but... I want them both to be awesome movies, because obviously for the fans, you know, that just because I don't pay attention to it doesn't mean I want it to suck. But if they're cool, like, if I start hearing that Assassin's Creed is a pretty awesome movie, I'll go see the movie despite not playing the game, you know?
I just, like, hate anything that I like being turned into a movie because I've had to sit through so much shit. I'm like, oh, I love Tekken. Oh, God, what is this?
Well, you don't have to see the movie. No one's forcing you.
You're a fan, so you go see it, and then you get disappointed.
I still think that Mega Man could be a good movie. Not like an Oscar-winning movie, but it could still be a pretty decent plot.
And anyway, if you'd sat for Dragon Ball Evolution, you'd know why I'm pissed. That is the worst movie I've ever seen, period.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch a Dragon Ball movie, no matter what.
Yeah, I don't watch
anything. No, I'm just saying, like, as far as movies go, it, like, separating that it's a Dragon Ball movie, it is the worst movie I've ever watched.
Hmm. Well, Dragon Balls.
Is it worse than Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yes.
Wow.
It is fucking atrocious.
What?
So I don't know. I mean, there's not many video games I think could turn into a decent movie.
Really?
Like, from what I know, because I don't know that much about it, I'm sure there's a lot of things that have been, like, very cinematic over the past couple of years that they could. And I know that, like, people want an Uncharted
Last
movie.
Of Us. Uncharted. Metal Gear Solid.
Devil May Cry. That'd be fun.
You know, I remember, like, every year there was always that rumor that Halo was going to come out, or they're going
to... Fuck Halo. Fuck first-person shooters. None of them deserve anything. I hope they all fucking die.
Listen, they always did good cinematics for the cutscenes for that series.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck first-person shooters. It's a shitty genre.
There's probably one person out there going, you know what video game could make a great movie? GoldenEye.
Fuck, anyone who says Call of Duty should be of actual, like, movies should go piss off.
No, you know what? They would make a Call of Duty movie, but they would just make it a generic war film.
Yeah, it would fucking stink up the joint. I don't know why anyone would be ever interested in that.
It would just be Pearl Harbor. Yeah. You want to see that again?
Well, they're blurring the line between video games and movies now. Like, have you guys seen Until Dawn, that game?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a movie. It's basically a choose-your-own-adventure movie, but it's a video game. It's pretty cool.
That's actually why Nolan North said he never wants anything to do with playing Nathan Drake in a movie, because he said the video games are so movie-like, why would I want to partake in that?
Exactly. Go ahead.
Before Irrational Games Studios was shut down, there was talks about Bioshock being made into a movie.
See, my worry is that with video games, I think they can take more risks. With movies, they tend to play it safer, and they kind of want to appeal to a much more of a wide audience, so they kind of dumb everything down. So that's why I think games becoming movies is better than making a movie out of a game.
You know what game would be amazing if they made it into a movie? Goat Simulator.
No, Goat MMO.
No, Goatsy. Oh, wait.
That's a horror film.
Fucking hell! You love that too much.
Yeah, that one's a little bit too much on here, alright.
Fucking hell!
Video game movies are going to be a thing in the future, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit. You know what? I didn't even think about this. Just imagine if, like, they did a Gears of War, like, movie.
Wouldn't that just kind of... I mean, I don't know the difference between that and
Call of Duty
and stuff.
Actually, thinking about it, Tekken did just make an entire cinematic movie.
They did?
Yeah.
One of those cinematic movies, huh?
No, like, you know how, like, just from their cutscene quality is what I mean.
Mortal Kombat kind of set the standard with that, with their, was it Mortal Kombat 9, I think it was, that came out a couple years ago, where they had this story mode that was just totally
great. Yeah, it was awesome.
I love video game.
All the other ones started copying it. All the other fighting games that came out were like, all right, we got to do this too. We got to up our game.
So what is the Mortal Kombat story? Because I'm not too familiar with what they've been doing recently the past couple of years. I kind of like fell off at, I think, number 3 or so, where it was still just kind of you pick a character and you fight.
That's pretty much the fucking movies.
Yeah, but even then they had a story.
About the outworld and the outer world, and there's a tournament and gods
It's basically there's two realms, and there's a battle between people between the two realms for who's going to control everything.
So how do the people keep coming back? Did they ever explain that?
MacGuffins.
Magic.
It's always like a magical talisman or something.
Yeah. Once they find a way, like, it's not really important.
Like, they have someone actually die now and again, like the douchebag with the glasses.
Yeah, but then they find a way to make him come back. Like, I think the newest game actually was something with a talisman, and someone retrieved it and brought back Shinnok, and that was how the story continued.
I don't even know who Shinnok is.
He's the guy who's actually above Shang Tsung. Or above Shao Kahn, even.
Oh, shit.
He's actually one of the gods, old gods.
Huh. See, Shao Kahn was fucking, like...
He was, like, the master emperor.
Yeah, that dude was kind of like,
son of a god, so he was like a demigod. But this guy was actually one of the old gods.
Whenever I played with the Mortal Kombat games, I always just, like, hated the stories. They're just so dull to me. I'm just like, yeah, just let me rip someone's head off.
Yeah, well, it really wasn't important. That's what I'm saying. Like, however the people came back or whatever the conflict was, there's just a conflict. People have to fight over it. Let's fight.
Like, as far as fighting games go, Tekken has a constant storyline. I don't like Mortal Kombat. It seems that they reset the fucking stage every now and again.
The main story basically stays the same, but they did do a reset recently where they sort of went back in time and are doing things over again because they realized, oh shit, things are too fucked up. We got to go back, do this over.
So they ever give any kind of a story to Street Fighter yet?
They did the same thing for the recent game. They did a story mode. I didn't play it.
I fucking hate Street Fighter.
I've
always hated that 2D fighting style. And I was so disappointed because they announced Street Fighter Cross Tekken. And I'm like, oh, I'm a big Tekken fan. This should be awesome. Instead, they made it fight exactly like Street Fighter and just put Tekken characters in. Fucking biggest letdown for any video game ever. I was so pissed.
Toasty! See, I was always more of a Street Fighter guy than Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, because Street Fighter requires a little skill.
Oh, I don't care about the skill of it. I just like the characters better. Fucking Sub-Zero is fucking awesome, and Scorpion's awesome. But, like, Liu Kang, give me Guile instead. Actually, Guile's not the main character. It's Ryu. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think Guile took over at some point in the series, but Ryu wasn't even the original one. I think
it was Ken. Ken
was the original main character.
So does Street Fighter have like the token pro wrestling character? Because Tekken has a couple.
Zangief, maybe?
Yeah, Zangief.
Yeah, Tekken has King, an armor king, and some chick.
Zangief Kozlov. Never liked Zangief. Dalsim's pretty kind of cool, though. Any Honda, fat ass.
There's always Saget.
Yes, Bob Saget. Mm-hmm. I always used to call him Saget, too. I was just like, why is this guy Saget?
An old sag drag.
And Vega was like, this guy would look so awesome if he didn't also look like a chick.
See, I always thought that was Casey Jones.
That's the prequel to Casey Jones, where he had just a claw instead of a bunch of like bats and stuff.
Yeah, why not? It's kind of like he stole it from Freddy Krueger.
Well, that was the movie that came before that. He stole it from Freddy Krueger, became Vega, and then decided to help with this. I'm just going to patrol New York.
See, I was
up with these turtles.
I was like Vega. He's the one character I used in Street Fighter.
I was usually either Guile, Ken, Ryu, or Blanca. So I like shocking people. And Bison's kind of cool too, though. Until you watch the movie. Then it's just fucking Adam's Family.
Of course!
I have to get that as a soundbite.
there's probably so much you could get for that movie, soundbites.
So on Street Fighter, Ivy has a cock, right?
Who's Ivy?
Was I'm thinking of a different game. Which fucking fighting game has like...
Ivy is from Soul Calibur, dude. She definitely doesn't have a cock.
No. Okay, I'm thinking of a Street Fighter character that definitely looks like a woman has a dick.
Chun-Li.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Anybody watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. other than me?
I've seen like two episodes now.
Does anybody know the characters from it or anything like that? Because there's one of the main characters, Agent Melinda May, is the woman who played Chun-Li in the movie. She looks like the same freaking age. This is like 20-something years ago. Like, credit to her.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just looked her up.
What's her name? I can't remember her name offhand.
Let's see. The actress? Shit.
Is it Ming...
God damn it.
Ming-Na Wen?
Ming-Na Wen, is it?
Yeah.
Just throw a bunch of Japanese names, you'll come up with it.
Yeah, it's not racist or anything, right?
Ming-Na Wen, yes.
Looking good, Ming-Na Wen. Better than Chun-Li, even. Although Cammy in the movie, Kylie Minogue. Yeah.
Oh, I remember her name, Poison.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell Poison is either.
Well, she was in Street Fighter, she's got a cock.
Is that why you called her Ivy? Poison Ivy?
Yeah, I think that's why I made the connection. And there is a character called Ivy, and it is in Soul Calibur.
Yeah, she was in Street Fighter, she was in the Joy Luck Club, she was in Final Fantasy Spirits Within, Mulan 2. Oh yeah, she was the voice of Mulan.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ivy for a second.
No. I'm going back to Ming-Na Wen. I was looking up her thing. That's right. She was the voice of Mulan.
Poison Ivy movies. There. She's in Batman. She's in Street Fighter. She's in Babysitter's Club.
Just throwing them all together.
Threw me off because he said Street Fighter.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So we're December 30th right now. Eventually, we're going to go into the 31st, just about the end of this year. What are you guys going to be doing for New Year's?
Well, as far as New Year's Eve goes, I'm not going to get drunk because I've got to be up for work so the next morning. So, that sucks.
I didn't know if you were done or not, so I thought you weren't.
My resolution is to finish this sentence.
Sometime before the year's over, Drew.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm actually having
Go ahead, Drew.
Oh, thank you. Well, since you allowed
me to... You're going to hurry up and do this already?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do
John
is...
Cena!
Yeah, I wasn't expecting John Cena. I was expecting something else, but... Okay. I won't ever expect John Cena, but I'm having a few friends over tomorrow night. Just going to eat some pizza, play some poker.
Cool.
Kaylin, what about you? Are you doing anything?
Well, I'm invited to two different friends' parties, so maybe split the night. Maybe go to one party for a little while, then go to the other one.
Or just get super trash at the first one and don't get...
Well, I don't know. It depends. We'll see. I mean, that's not the plan because I have to be able to drive from one to the other, so definitely at the first one I'm going to be taking it easy. Second one, I don't know.
Just make Angie drive.
Yeah, right.
Peyton, you got any plans?
Just going to be hanging out with friends, keeping it light. Got to work early the next morning because that's the life of a retail boss. So, got to do the thing.
Tell them, what are you doing?
Haven't decided yet.
Well, you still got 24 hours, I guess.
Well, yeah. You two are close to New Year's Eve. Have you ever guys gone to downtown, just Times Square for the drop of the ball?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. No, not. I actually planned on it in the past, but never did it. And I don't think I ever necessarily will.
If I would have done it, I would have done it when I was younger. At this point, hell no.
Yeah, exactly. I would never do that. You'd have to pay me to get me out there.
Has anyone done anything crazy on New Year's? Anything special? Weird? Cool story?
I don't remember ever doing anything crazy, which either that's a good thing or a bad thing.
What, this year? Or any year previous?
No, I'm just... Any year.
That's any year.
Just like a cool story.
A couple of years ago, I played a midnight show with my friend's band. I was on saxophone. My buddy was on trumpet. and we were all in crazy costumes. And it was kind of a reunion because it was a local band that had played, was very popular in the area for a number of years. And they had a reunion show like 10 years after the fact, and I got to play with them. That was a lot of fun.
I remember one time in high school, we all went over to my friend's house every year for New Year's. And
high school, so this was like last week, right?
Yeah, obviously. And it was like
my 2 years from now.
Junior, sophomore, I think junior year. This kid that like no one really liked, but he had drugs. So, you know, that's how that was his scapegoat to hang out with us. But I just recall like he was one of the most annoying fucks you'd ever meet in his life. You know, he would just try to be funny, just say stupid shit for the sake of it. So someone, I forget who, but someone purposely like drugged him. I don't know with what, but it was like with melatonin or something along those lines. And he just
okay,
like,
you can't drug someone with fucking melatonin.
You'd be surprised. Well, give enough, trust me.
It's a sleep aid. It doesn't fucking knock you out.
Dude, no. I totally overdosed on placebos.
Nope, it was melatonin or something else. I forget what, but the fucker fell asleep and everyone just drew cocks on his face and we kicked him in the nuts. You know, the thing.
We fucked someone up really bad. We fucking, he was in a bathtub. He had dog food put on him. Dog food, but someone did piss. Someone did piss on him. It was some
Jesus.
Some fucking total stranger at my brother's house. So he got shaved, lost his eyebrows. I think somebody set his foot on fire, and then we just left him out. And he just got left outside until the police picked him up.
fucking white people, actually, am I right?
And the cop goes to my brother, fucking, hey, you know, if we take him in, we have to arrest him. And he's like, okay. he's not. We don't fucking want him.
I feel like you told us this before. I remember this.
Probably.
It's fucking crazy, though. You want to know what my favorite part about New Year's Eve, though, is like the sparkling grape juice. Yeah, I just like the grape juice.
Okay, so Drew's five.
Hey, don't fucking judge me. This shit's amazing.
Yeah, Drew likes going outside in the front porch when it turns midnight and banging together pots and pans and giving his mom a big kiss.
Duh.
Aw, ain't that cute, sport?
It is.
I don't know. New Year's Eve's never been my, like, go-to holiday. It's kind of just whatever.
It's never mine.
I mean, not being a drinker is pretty much like it kills everything. That's the only reason that people end up having fun. And especially if you're also not the type of person that believes in New Year's resolutions, because a lot of people are like, this is the best time of the year for me to actually get fit and me to turn my life around. And it's like, yeah, why didn't you do that the 28th?
The only good thing about...
Oh, that shit's annoying. Like, fucking going to the gym and it's just full of fatties.
Yeah. Exactly. I was enjoying it tonight. I went to the gym tonight and I was like, this is going to be the last day in a couple of days, or for a couple months, that it's not going to be filled with New Year's resolutioners.
If you go to the gym tonight, there's just a bunch of people crying because they know they're going to have to wait for the equipment for the next month.
Yep.
The one good news is with New Year's resolutions, if you look at work a job that has tips, people usually try to be nicer people. So for the first couple weeks, it doesn't last long, but people usually tip better at the beginning of the year. That's just something that I've noticed from the two jobs.
I actually tip less because I figure everyone else is going to be tipping more. So, yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Kaylin. You're nice.
I'm going to do that now that I know.
I think I'm going to have to combine efforts. I'm going to have to tip people that are actually losing the weight that they want to lose. To be like, so how much weight do you want to lose this year? 50 pounds. How much have you lost so far? Well, I haven't. Nope.
This is all too confusing. I'm just going to order twice as much food and not tip at all.
There you go.
We'll see. He made a graph that shows what he did and what he wants to do, but then he has to add the pizza and, like, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, all that shit on top of it as well.
If you're making a graph about a pizza, it better be a pie chart.
Has anyone ever tried to actually make a New Year's resolution and stick with it all year?
I have never made one.
No, I've never made one either.
Yeah. I didn't even make it through Lent.
Like, I think I've had, like, a school project where we had to when I was a kid, but outside of that, like, as an adult consciously making someone, I'm just like, nope.
Right, like, when you're a kid, it's like, well, what's your New Year's resolution? I don't know, study more?
Yeah, I think that's, like, the only thing I ever said whenever, like, my mom asked me. I'm like, you know.
Like, I'll have goals to set myself, but I don't make them. I don't make it, like, a fucking big deal. I've got to do this because it's the New Year. It's like, I'd like to do this next year. I'm going to try and find a way of doing it.
I think Peyton's New Year's resolution should be surprise more people with John Cena.
Yeah, you'll really surprise people if you just walked around the mall and just started yelling that to people.
And get the music to play, too.
Even if you didn't have the music, you just started singing the music. Like, somebody comes up and they're like, how much is it for that? And you're like, it's John Cena, ba ba da ba. And you're like, so how much is that? fuck New Year's resolutions, though. Like, if you're not going to have the willpower to do it at a different time of the year, you're not going to have it at the beginning of the year anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no magic calendar switch over from different people, you know?
Yeah, if you want to fucking do something, do it because you want to do it, not because it's a new year and it's a fad and you feel bad because you did nothing the year before.
Right. The fact that in 48 hours it's going to be a different year does not mean that your life is going to be any better or worse. Now, something might happen in those 48 hours that could be the difference. You might get into a car accident and be fucking paralyzed, or you might find out that somebody's pregnant, or you might
die,
win the lottery or something, but
or die,
or all three. But if you don't actively change it, then, you know, the calendar is not going to do it for you, Fatty. Yeah, some hard-hitting facts.
The more you know.
Some guy's going to get pregnant. He's going to win the lottery, and then he's going to get in a car accident and die. All in the span of 48 hours.
Oh, man, all this fucking talking about bettering yourself made me want some funfetti. Ooh. Funfetti always makes me feel better about myself.
That sounds like a way to upgrade everybody's life.
I have cheese funfetti. Balls next to
like,
me.
So, yeah, donate to our Patreon so we can have funfetti.
All that money that we're going to spend towards that Nintendo theme park, we spend it on cheese balls and funfetti, so...
That's cheese balls.
Imagine
in particular.
Ball pit, like a giant ball pit that's cheese balls.
Oh my Dude, god, that sounds amazing.
That sounds messy as fuck, though.
No, it sounds amazing at first, but when like 20 or so people get in there and one kid pisses in it, and then it ruins it for everyone else.
One day that lasts before it's fucked, I guarantee you.
Dude, I wouldn't even give it a day. That's like 20 minutes.
I mean, that's eventually just going to turn into like cheese crumbs.
Yeah, it's not going to be. You know, like, you know that shit you get at the back, bottom of the bag, mm-hmm. or if you crunch it up in there, it's just going to be a pit of that cheese dust.
Well, if you touch the cheese balls after like five of them, your hands are all completely covered in it. If you jumped into that, everybody would just be orange.
Oh, man, shit, that stuff would be stuck on your nails for like a month.
They'd be in like your eyelids and stuff. Everybody looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, even better, like, it'll get stuck in your ears, and you have to get, like, the Q-tips to get it out.
That's gross. This still sounds amazing.
It does.
It still sounds better than watching an episode of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah? Sounds about right.
Like, even just the picking the stuff out of my ears part.
I don't know. It's like one of those big jars of cheese balls right next to me, too.
Like the Utz?
Yes. One? No, that's the only type I get. My stepdad, a while back, he bought like some at like Walmart. I'm like, what the fuck are these? He's like, cheese balls. I'm like, these aren't nuts, cheese balls. Come on. What do you think? Who do you think I am? Come on. I'm not some like kid in the freaking ghetto. You get Utz cheese balls. Come on.
Now you get that big ass Utz thing and you get to the point where you're feeling really sad about yourself because you realized how much you ate. You know,
the only issue I have with these cheese balls, you can only get them at Sam's Club around here because the Walmart that usually sells them, they only do it seasonally, and I don't know why.
Seasonal cheese balls?
Yeah,
I had one of those moments where I felt bad about eating too much last night. Fucking two bags of Doritos and two big cartons of Milk Duds.
Holy shit!
Two big cartons of Milk Duds.
Yeah. First off, you can eat more than like three Milk Duds.
Oh, you're the fucker that doesn't like Milk Duds, right?
Milk Duds is my favorite candy, yeah. Like in America. We have a better version in England called Poppets, but...
Poppets sound amazing now.
They are awesome, and they're like smaller and round. They're not like that awkward fucking shape some Milk Duds are, where it looks like a squished baby.
Sounds like drug slang, Poppets. Hey, first off, know where I can score some Poppets?
The first thing you think of for that shape is a squished baby.
Yep.
Second off, I don't know. Like, Milk Duds are pretty awesome, but at the same time, they're so, like, chewy. I feel like if I eat more than two or three, like, my teeth are just going to rip out.
Why do you think my jaw sounds like this?
God damn it. I remember when I had braces, Milk Duds was like my least favorite thing. But that's just because I was dumb enough that every time I went to the movie theaters, I'd still buy it and torture myself by eating them.
You know, they were named Milk Duds because they couldn't get them perfectly round like they wanted to.
Yeah,
they were duds.
That's exactly why.
You know what's good about Milk
Duds? I prefer Whoppers to Milk Duds because they have malted milk, like solid powder inside. That's so good.
I'm a big fan of Whoppers.
We have an alternative for that in England, too. They're called Maltesers.
Yes, they're good.
Maltesers, like the dog?
I saw those at the store the other day when I was looking in the British food section.
They're actually better than Whoppers.
I was hoping
that's where I bought some digestives. I bought some digestives for my sister for Christmas.
I was hoping you bought them Muppets.
I had two packs of those and dunked them in tea. They're fucking great.
Mm-hmm. You also got
hopefully the British versions don't look like squished babies like they did with the Milk Duds.
Squished babies.
Maltesers.
Maltesers.
Again, I was hoping you'd call them Muppets.
Shoppers. Nah, I want some Bunch of Crunch actually. And some popcorn. Yeah. That's gotta happen soon.
Are they like very small like packets?
What?
The Maltesers?
Depends. I mean, there's different sizes.
So wait, what Doritos did you eat? Normal?
You seem
like a Cool Ranch guy.
No. I got one of those. The combination of the two is like Cool Ranch mixed with hot something or other.
Did you guys know they have Euro flavored potato chips now?
Yeah, those are all right.
I've never had them. Euro flavored potato chips.
The European?
No,
Gyro.
I think they're called gyros. I'm not quite
sure. They are called gyros. Oh, okay. But people from the East Coast call them gyros because they don't know any better.
Ranch dipped hot wings.
There you go. Ooh. Those are good too.
I've had those before. Good.
It's totally a gyro.
It's not
Tony, shut up.
Person. Talk to somebody who's Greek and they'll tell you.
They'll kick your
what's
ass.
What's the argument? Gyro versus what?
Euro.
Oh. Well, fucking.
You spend euros.
I'd ask Hayden to get in on this, but he's insistent. That's Euro. He's insistent that GIF and GIF are. Yeah. It's a GIF.
It's a GIF, even though the guy who created it calls it GIF. Fuck
it's
him.
It's GIF.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, fuck GIF.
Came out with that earlier and said that, but it was like after it was already ingrained in our culture that it's GIF, fuck you.
This is a good way to remedy the situation.
GIF is JIF.
If you add a T to fucking GIF, it's GIFT. It's GIF. Right. Deal with it.
No, the guy who created it, he calls it GIF, and everyone's like, come on, guys, it's not GIF.
And what do you call a GYRO scope?
A gyroscope. Well, it depends. Is it a Greek guy? Is it a Greek guy who's talking about it?
If it is, then I don't trust his mechanical engineering skills.
Gyroscope.
Yeah, it's not a euroscope. If by that rationality, then you pronounce EURO as, you know, gyropian.
I hate bringing my parents to America because whenever we go and get Mexican food, they'll call jalapenos jalapenos because we've got no Spanish culture in England.
And fajitas. I want some chicken fajitas.
And tacos.
Yeah, she calls them fajitas, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, dude, it's not the fucking character from Dragon Ball Z.
Anytime I hear the fajitas thing, all I can think of is like the Family Guy sketch where he's like in the drive-thru with like the pregnant lady.
I wouldn't mind so much, but they have a holiday home in Spain.
No excuse then.
No.
Fuck, is the Spanish food different in Spain than it is in like Mexico?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
It's heightened.
Well, I expect so, but I just thought in Spain they just like drink wine all the time.
If you go to Spain, I'm always assuming that you get the same like stuff except for it's all in caps lock. Essentially.
I'm gonna be quite honest, Spain's a fucking shithole.
Oh, it is now. Isn't like a part of like northeastern part of it?
No, here's the thing. I've been going to Spain since I was probably 6. And it used to look so nice when I was a kid, but now it just looks like a shithole.
No, I just think there's
a part of Spain?
Area where Benidorm is.
Is it the western part?
Nope.
I know like the eastern part, there's a part of the country that's trying to break off because they have no actual connection with the rest of like the culture of Spain.
History.
Yeah. America.
Fun.
Yes. Spernica.
I've never been to Europe, but I would like to go someday if the opportunity presents itself.
Where would you go?
Where would I go?
Top choice.
Probably Germany. Probably German.
I've been to France, Spain, the Netherlands. Where else have I been? I've been to all the Canary Islands.
Well, where's your favorite place out of all of them?
Out of all of them? America!
Laurel or Sarah?
Damn right.
I like some of the Canary Islands, especially. I think it was Fuerteventura.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't like the Black Canary Islands?
You're such a dick.
I've never been out of the United States.
You never been to Canada for like
not even
seconds?
To Canada? Come on.
Nope. Never saw an interest. It's Canada. I can get maple syrup here.
Yeah, but in Canada, you know, they talk differently.
What I always laugh when we go to the fucking hotel for the anime convention down here. Like, if you look through the window, you can just see Canada. It's like 5 minutes away here.
Every time I drive up to Detroit, there's the bridge to Canada right there. You can look over and see Canada.
Now, remember, technically at Cedar Point, if you go like, I forget what ride it is, but at some point you go, if it's like clear enough, you can see like,
yep,
the coast of not Cedar Point of Canada.
Wow, they actually have like fucking roller coasters that high.
Yeah,
they have
Cedar Point, Sandusky, Ohio.
I'm gonna have to go there.
Oh no,
you should.
It's like the best.
Kalen, come pick me up.
All right, what are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing, actually. I'm free.
All right, we're going to Cedar Point.
Cool.
I wonder, are they even open tomorrow?
Probably.
I know they have like stuff there to do when it's like cold and shit, but it's a bit north. It's not like, I don't know, Cincinnati.
No, actually, I think they are closed for the season. Yeah. They do the Halloween weekends thing, but...
Yeah, I just like...
All right, well, if they're closed, then can we all agree that we need to get together and go to that Nintendo theme park instead?
Yeah,
that's fine with me.
How about we just go to Cedar Point all dressed up as Nintendo characters?
Okay. And since it's close to Canada, we can all talk like the Canadians.
Yeah, let's just go as Terrence and Phillip.
Fuck you, buddy.
Hey, guy, relax.
There you go. Do a South Park theme park.
Probably
South
could.
Park.
South theme park.
Yes. You probably could. Nobody would really go there as much as the other things, but like, you know, you could make some fun shit out of that.
I totally go to a South Park fucking place.
I bet there wouldn't be too much there when it comes to rides, but I bet they would have a few attractions that would be worth like seeing. They would do something interesting.
No, you know what they could do? They could advertise it, and then when you get there, it could be like, nope, you're not coming in.
And then maybe let one or two people in at first, and then it'll just grow from there.
Or they could take your money for the ticket and go, and it's gone.
Well, you know the one ride they'd have to have.
The light ride.
No, not even that.
Nita thing.
The Chamber of Farts.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they'd have to have Imagination Land somewhere in there.
Actually, that'd be a good idea.
God damn it. These amusement park people need to start paying us money. They're giving them great ideas here. Great ideas that we didn't come up with. Just shit that we like.
I'm just imagining how they could pull off the Christmas Critters there. Or like somebody get really offended.
But I didn't like that episode.
You didn't?
No, that was just too like...
Well, they were really good in Imagination Land. They're like, yeah, let's tie her up and piss it and rip out her eye. And then we can piss in her eye. But how about we get someone with AIDS to do it so she'll die more slowly? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, to me that was kind of like... I get you're going for the gross out kind of, oh, this is shocking, and it lost its value. It lost its value like so fast for me. Then the rest of the episode is just kind of like, hey, when's the next time that they're going to say something about blood or Satan? And I'm like, it's just one joke the entire episode. The
best joke of that episode is, and then Carl died of AIDS later.
So actually, I haven't seen all of this season yet. Did you guys enjoy it?
Of what?
Is that done?
This season's done. Yeah, the finale was a disappointment, but
I don't think I watched the last one. I think there's one or two that I missed.
Well, you don't get your hopes up. As an overall season, it's one of their weaker ones.
Well, it's not every time that they actually...
I thought the previous one was really good. Last year's was really good.
Mm-hmm. It's not every day or every year that they go with like an actual continuous storyline.
I actually think they should stray away from that.
kind of go with what they did, like, the earlier episodes of the show.
Like, you can have throwbacks to things, but you don't need to make it a continuity a big thing. I think it hinders the show more than it does anything.
I think they pulled it off better than I thought that they would have, but they shouldn't make that, like, their go-to formula from the future.
Yeah, they shouldn't feel like they're stuck doing that, because honestly, I think this last season, it didn't suck. I enjoyed it, but I definitely, like, felt less enthusiasm about it.
Plus, it also kind of hurts that they can't do crazier ideas. Like, this was all PC.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't, like, you know, well, we're going to have a random episode about the president, and then we're going to have Mysterion.
Well, they threw random things in there, too. They had, you know, the Caitlyn Jenner thing. They had the Donald Trump thing. So they did, you know, reference some other stuff, too.
Oh, I bet next year, especially with the presidential elections, they'll probably do something fucking ridiculous with it.
Probably my favorite joke that had recurring over this whole season. It was either the at the beginning of it with the Leslie jokes before she became somebody who was actually, like, important, or just buckle up, buckaroo, and fucking run it into the middle.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
Leslie. No, I just love, Leslie, shove a fucking sock in it.
Leslie, shut your fucking mouth.
So when do the new TV shows come back? Like, we did a Fanboys podcast about the different shows we were interested in checking out and stuff, but since then, a lot of the TV shows that I was actually into, they haven't even announced when they're coming up. Like,
I think I'm behind on Arrow. Is that still airing right now?
No, I mean, they're all kind of on hiatus right now. Okay. But
they do that, like, winter, like, Christmas time break right now.
Yeah, like, we're heading into, like, mid-season right now. So we're going to start getting into Legends of Tomorrow, and we're going to get into Agent Carter instead of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But, like, when the hell is Rush Hour coming out? They did film some of that, and, like, I know there's another season of Person of Interest that they haven't really been talking about. There's that Frankenstein show that they haven't done anything with yet. Like, the hell? You know? I'm gonna watch some damn TV. I did get excited, though. They ran something about Limitless is gonna come back soon. That show is actually pretty good.
I've never seen it.
What's the basic plot of that one?
You never saw the movie, right?
I did not.
It's actually a spinoff from the movie where even Bradley Cooper shows up on the show. So it's not like a reboot kind of thing.
It's like a superpower thing, or
it's in the movie itself, it's Bradley Cooper comes across a drug, and the drug that kind of, like, the movie science of it gives you access to 100% of your brain.
Okay.
And he starts getting involved with the people that created the drug, and it's a whole big thing, like, where now he's, like, super fucking intelligent, and the spinoff of the show, it deals with a guy who is kind of like a loser, 20-something-year-old, and they find out that he's got, like, a little bit of, like, an immunity to the side effects of that drug, and he starts working with the government, like, as, like, a member of the FBI. So he's kind of like a douchebag a little bit, but he's like the fun guy at the office sort of thing, and it's like him helping to solve FBI crimes, and it's kind of like a combination of like a superhero thing and a cop show with, you know, like a drug addict kind of thing going on too or whatever.
Sounds like what, Mr. Robot or whatever. I don't watch that one, but is it anything like that one?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's great.
Yeah, surprisingly, all those vignettes worked.
The ones from Raw?
Yeah. I always thought, like, for a while, because I really wasn't paying attention to the fact that it was an actual show, I was like, I thought, fuck, they're calling up Solomon Crowe. Shit.
You know that he was Mr. Robot?
Who knows?
Probably. I've heard that show is fantastic, but I wanted to watch it, and then there was other shit I had to do. And I'm probably have to binge watch it all in one shot.
The issue is, it's a show, original show on USA. I think that's my issue with it.
I loved Burn Notice, but
wait, that show stopped airing now, right?
Yeah, they had their finale years ago.
Why is it a problem that it's an original show on USA? Why should that affect your ship of it?
No, I just don't think they've had a good track record recently when it comes to.
Okay, but why does that make that suck?
No, it doesn't. It's just like it's kind of like, well, if not MTV, if there's a channel that doesn't necessarily pull out good content, and then they finally do. Not as many people would recognize it as that because, you know, they have that stigma of not putting out good content.
What are you talking about? Sci-fi puts out the best movies.
Okay.
I haven't watched a single one of those. Not going to either. You would not get me to watch Sharknado or whatever.
I've watched something where it's like Crocosaurus and it's like a crocodile dinosaur thing, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Those are fun.
I can't do those movies. The bad for the sake of bad ones. Mm-hmm. I just hate them.
Pretty sure they're on their fourth Sharknado by now.
Yeah. They should just change it up, dude. Like Shark Hurricane. Sharkicane.
That movie was fucking retarded. I remember I actually wrote an article about that on Fanboys. I'm really pissed off that actually. It was so stupid that I was actually disappointed I wasted my time with it. Because I was hoping it'd be like one of those so bad it'd be funny, but it was just bad for the sake of being bad. And I don't know why people caught on and it actually gave it the attention that it doesn't deserve.
Now, if I'm going to watch any of those bad for the sake of bad movies, I'm going to watch that one about the tire.
The tire?
Can't remember the name of it.
Rubber.
Rubber?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like an evil tire or something. Mm-hmm. Jesus, somebody's throwing something.
Must be Wago on his way back.
Nah, I bet it's Roman Reigns.
Sorry, that was a cat.
You were throwing your cat?
Yeah. Not really. I have no idea what that fucking hell that noise was.
So I have a couple movies that I had downloaded from, purchased, yeah, sure, from a long time ago, and then some more recent things and stuff that I wanted to watch, but I haven't got a chance to, and I'm probably going to get a chance to maybe tonight to watch one, but I haven't quite decided yet. So out of these, what should I watch? I got A Long Way Down, which is a bunch of suicidal people were going to, like, jump off a building or something, and they all start kind of talking to each other and talking themselves out of it, I guess. Cloud Atlas, which I heard was kind of like the...
Hang on, Cloud Atlas? I think Jonna watched that. I'll ask her how it was.
Transcendence, which I heard was kind of garbage. Pacific Rim. Haven't had a chance to see that yet. I never saw the 2005 King Kong yet. Kind of wanted to check that out.
That's it right there. You don't even need to say anything else.
Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, that's really good too.
And Tomorrowland.
Haven't seen that yet, but it's
and then
intriguing.
Actually, there's other movies too that I don't have downloaded that I need to catch up on. Like I still really really want to see The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I still really want to see, even though I got to assume that it kind of sucks. I kind of wanted to check out Pixels.
Well, I just asked Jonna as far as what is it, Cloud Atlas, Atlas Cloud, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
She said it was a really good movie. Apparently, I watched it with her. I just forgot about it. So that's how good I thought it was. She says you have to have your complete utter attention on it, though.
Hmm. No, dude, you need to see King Kong. It's one of the best pieces of cinema of the modern age.
So about the Jack
Better
Black
than
one?
The original?
The original really isn't even that good. The original is only so well known because of the marvel of effects that it was.
Yeah.
Because it had so many. And the current King Kong makes good use of the current effects that we have today. It's a great story. Jack Black will blow you away at how funny he actually is in the role that he is.
He's not just Jack Black, right?
No, he's
actually
not just Jack Black.
I actually avoided that movie because I saw scenes with him and he was way too cheesy.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I didn't see it, because I don't like Jack Black.
Yeah, King Kong was the only movie out of all the ones that you mentioned that I've seen, and I didn't care for King Kong.
No, the issue I have with the movie is I never watch it all in one sitting because it's 3 fucking hours long.
Oh, see, I downloaded the extended cut.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And let me see how long this says it is. This is 3 hours and 12 minutes.
It doesn't need to be that long.
Most movies...
I don't know, it is King Kong.
I have an issue when a movie's 3 hours. I have a hard time sitting through it. I have a hard time sitting through Raw if it's 3 hours. So.
Like, maybe King Kong also, since it's so long, has Congo packaged in with it.
Was 300 3 hours long?
Here's 300.
Minutes long?
I never saw 300.
Mm.
That's not. That's like totally not my type of movie.
Yeah, I was.
I hate Alexander and all that kind of.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. But
I looked at it. I'm like, this just looks like a bunch of macho bullshit. I'm just gonna skip this one.
Yeah, it's unpopular mostly if you like to watch fight scenes. That's basically. There's not really too much of a plot to it, but if you like to watch graphic fight scenes, then it's fun.
Unpopular opinion. I don't even like Gladiator.
Never seen it.
Overrated as all hell, as far as I'm concerned. I walked out of that movie and everybody was just like, this is the best movie I've ever seen. And I was like, it's all right.
I'm not interested in that time period. I can't get into it.
Yeah.
doesn't help.
To me, that's kind of the bane for a lot of different movies. Like, if like, I don't like boat movies. So if you're already on a boat, I already don't care. Like, I'm not interested in checking out that new Moby Dick movie that's been out.
Have you seen the original Jaws?
Yeah, well, Jaws is, you know,
okay. Jaws. Okay, that's a good
But they're not on the boat the whole time, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of those things. Like, U-571, the only movie I've ever walked out on in theaters, and I never wanted to see, like...
So what about Titanic?
That movie's epic.
The movie Titanic. Kicks ass.
Like, I don't
know Titanic.
Like, Jenna had never seen it. I showed it her last year, and it still holds up today.
Titanic, though, isn't a boat movie in the same way a lot of the other ones are.
It's named, like, after a boat!
It's about a boat getting hit by an iceberg and people dying on the boat.
It's about a love story on a boat, as opposed to we're on a boat and there's bad weather.
Okay, every boat storyline is going to have their own fucking element. It's still a boat storyline.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I watched The Perfect Storm, and I was bored to tears. Because it was just like, man down the hatches, and oh my god, we get splashed again. And I'm like, I fucking saw this in the past 30 minutes. I don't care anymore, you know? Like with action movies, I like the action changes. You know, a certain fight scene might take place in an elevator, or it might take place in the sky, or it might whatever. And it's like... Okay, well, Master and Commander or something like that. Like, I never saw that, but I got to assume the entire thing is just people getting splashed and the boats doing the same thing over and over again.
Pirates of the Caribbean do a good job of having fights on boats.
I've never watched Titanic, never watched any of the Pirates of the Caribbean, have no interest in any of those.
Fuck you.
First Pirates is good. The rest of I never saw the fourth one, but second and third aren't that good. Titanic is a good movie, though, overall.
Fourth one's the worst.
But, like, you know, like a boat movie or something like that is something that I don't really like. So you set it in that setting, and I'm going to be bored. Same thing with, like, a submarine thing. At the same time, though, like, you were saying you don't like the movies that are, like, the Gladiator type of things. I don't like those either. And I don't like, the 50s. Like, so there's a lot of things that, like, if it's in that time frame, you're going to have to do a lot of work to get me to pay attention to it, sort of. So... I don't know, like a Gladiator type of thing. What was the last one that just came out? Not that long ago. It was like a Hercules or something like that. Like, they all look so similar.
I'm pretty positive they've made like three Hercules in a span of a year. Like, three separate stories, but The Rock was one of them.
John Morrison was another.
Like, the Clash of the Titans type thing. It's like, I don't care. You know? You got swords, you got shields. All right, whatever.
Well, I guess you could say the same thing about James Bond, too. He's a spy, you know, he does spy stuff.
He shoots, he escapes, he wins.
Except for that one where he lost.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah, Lazenby sucks. But yeah, I mean, like, I like the spy genre, so that's, like, it's okay with me on that. And I like the comic book stuff, so that's okay. But if you give me, like, a fantasy thing, not into fantasy, I'm not into wizards. So it's tough to get me to, like, it took an entire year for me to watch the first Lord of the Rings movie. I was just like, don't want to see it,
watching it.
Well, yeah.
I like the Lord of the Rings films, but it's, you either love them or you hate them, typically.
Well, see, your go-to with the characters we were talking earlier was Link. I'm not a big Zelda guy because of that magic sort of stuff. I like the Mario because it was just like, the fuck is this? Like, that kind of thing. And
oh, shit, I just figured out how they could have made Lord of the Rings easier to watch. They could have just had fucking Navi just going, hey, listen, the plot, listen.
So I don't understand how you could accept all this superhero stories and you're really into that, but when it comes to, like, magic, like, oh, no, that's not for me. I can't.
It's a total, like, weird bias.
Now, you see, here's the thing, Peyton. I'm the exact opposite. I fucking hate superheroes.
It seems like it's kind of the difference to me between Star Wars and Star Trek. Like, you might like, they're similar in, like, theory, but there's some kind of a core difference that just separates audiences, you know?
Like, there's only one superhero that I've ever really, really liked, and that was Spider-Man. I don't know why.
Batman's the best.
I don't know. I like sci-fi in general better than fantasy stuff, so I'll take Star Wars and Star Trek over Lord of the Rings any day. And all that over Harry Potter, too. Like,
I'll take anything over Star Trek. Star Trek's fucking shit. It's the drizzling shits.
Except for new Star Trek.
Have you seen the new movies?
Yeah, new Star Trek's good.
Into Darkness is actually one of my favorite movies from the past few years.
Into Darkness gets shit on so much, and it's like, what's wrong with this?
I thought it was pretty good.
People are like, oh, he's a bad con compared to the other one. Oh, you mean he's bad because he's believable? And not like Ricardo fucking Montalban? Oh, yeah, what a badass. The dude from fucking Fantasy Island. All right, well, while we're at it, why don't we just make a little fucking knickknack? What are the name of those? The Borg or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know. Star Trek to me is a... Those new movies are great. And even though the new trailer for Star Trek Beyond was kind of like, what? Still far more interested in that than I would be if they went and did another thing from like the TV show. Because those are boring as shit. They're like...
What?
Yeah, the old TV shows, I can't watch them.
Man.
Because they're too sciencey, like...
Yeah, it makes you think. Sorry.
It makes you think, how the hell is this guy banging all these aliens and not contracting some weird diseases? But they spend too much time, like, phasers are set on whatever, and I'm like, that doesn't...
That's part of the appeal of the show, and I don't get it, right. But, like, a lot of people like the techno-babble.
That's, like, where the difference is, I think, between the Star Wars and Star Trek stuff. Like, Star Wars is a little more superhero-y. And less technobabble. So if you're into the technobabble, you're going to love Star Trek more. And I think that's kind of the difference between superhero stuff and the fantasy magic-y stuff. Like, magic tends to go more for, like the Lord of the Rings movies are. Like, we're going to have to talk about how the elves of, I don't know, Bafanor or whatever, where it came down with this thing and they passed along and
Tony, this is where you're like going against your own argument, because the whole thing is supposed to be that Star Wars is more like those movies than Star Trek, as opposed to what Star Trek is, which is pure science fiction. That's why they call Star Wars science fantasy.
Well, it is to an extent. It's a weird hybrid, but like it doesn't get bogged down in the details.
That's why I like sci-fi more, because it's more plausible. Because Star Trek is something that actually could happen in the future. It could pretty much play out the way they're saying it.
Well, that's the thing.
There's never going to be, you know, elves and fairies and wizards, and that stuff is never, ever, ever going to exist. But starships and phasers, that could actually happen.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking virgins in a tin can. I hope that is in the future.
I don't know, that Uhura, she's kind of hot.
Hura.
The new one, not the old one. Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Michelle Nichols was good back in the day, too. Come on.
I don't know, I had to go back in time, like those movies.
Going back in time.
I noticed that Drew's been noticibly absent about this argument.
What do you say, sport?
About what? About Star Trek?
Superhero versus fantasy Star versus Treks. Magic versus Star Trek and Star Wars. And...
First Lord of the Rings.
Oh my god. Well.
It's because he's been choking to death. That's obviously why.
But I don't like Lord of the Rings. I never went to go see Hobbit because I never was a fan of Lord of the Rings in the first place. So that's...
Don't.
Okay, don't. Lord of the Rings was so much better than The Hobbit.
Oh yeah.
Damn right.
No, I had a friend who was like... praising the Hobbits, and I'm like,
As a book, I will say The Hobbit is better than The Lord of the Rings. So.
Why is every movie pluralized for you?
I don't know right now.
The Hobbits, The Godfathers,
The Star Treks,
that was 2001's A Space Odyssey.
Well, Star Wars is.
Star Wars is.
I will say, though, when it comes to my.
That would become singular. Star War.
Like, talking about like a preference between, like, the space, you know, scientific type instead of like the hero driven Star Wars. Is that like what the pretty much argument was? I was eating cheese balls that entire time.
I was eating cheese balls and couldn't hear.
Well, they're pretty fucking loud. Have you ever chewed on them? You're lucky I muted my mic. I'm actually, you'd be thankful.
Thankful that the host of the year acted professional for once.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. Star Trek's pretty cool. I don't know. Tony said something that you couldn't watch like the TV shows. I remember in my
TV radio, shows fucking stupid.
I remember my radio and TV class in high school. My teacher, you know, he was a big fan of like the Twilight Zone of the Star Trek and like all that kind of stuff. So I've watched a fair few episodes, and you know, some of them miss with me because it just doesn't interest me. But they do have a few good episodes just based on like the story that they tell instead of like the science that they bring to the table. So Star Wars is one of my favorite movies of all time. So that's always going to win an argument with me. But Star Trek has always been something that interested me, even if it's just not that good of an episode.
Okay. Yeah, I can't watch those TV shows, though. I've watched a couple of them here and there, a couple different seasons of different things, just to see if maybe like one's better than the other. But at the same time, I can't get into like Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, man, it's
I can't
so
get
good.
Into Stargate.
Oh, Jonna and Emily love Stargate.
They're all kind of the same to me. Like, I tell you what, I mentioned it before. I hated Firefly.
I've not watched it.
I love
that. Pissed me off. I watched 13 episodes of that and the movie, hoping that people were right when they would be like, no, this is totally your type of show. You're going to fucking love it.
You watched all of it and you didn't like it?
I'm pissed off. Ever since I finished Breaking Bad, I've not found a show where I've been that sucked in.
You never will. It's the best show of all time.
I'm depressed. I hold everything to a certain standard now, and it stopped me from watching a bunch of shows.
I don't know what one of my favorite movies of all time is. Starship Troopers.
I don't know if I actually watched the full movie yet.
I've never heard of it.
Watch it. Yep. Really
Neil
good.
Patrick Harris. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little cheesy.
Yeah, but that's what they were going
for.
Yeah,
a little.
Best thing that Neil Patrick Harris did was Dr. Horrible.
Yes, guaranteed.
Never saw it.
Well, you should. It's the best thing he's ever fucking done.
It used to be on Netflix, but it's on YouTube. So if you like Neil Patrick Harris, and it's a Joss Whedon thing, but even if you don't like what he does, you might like this. Check it out. Go watch it tonight.
If it's so good, why isn't it Dr. Good?
Because he's horrible. He has that PhD in horribleness.
Mm-hmm.
So is it all like kitschy with like...
It's a musical. Like,
it's only 40 minutes long.
Dude, just fucking watch it. Just watch it. Stop being a fucking puss.
It's only 40 minutes. Go watch it.
That's a long time, 40 minutes. I got 10 hours of King Kong I have to watch eventually.
Jesus. And you're willing to sit for a fucking rehash of Star Wars a million times. You can fucking find time for this.
You could just cut out all the recap segments on Raw and add that up and that'll be 40 minutes.
Even better, you could just not watch Raw and do this instead.
So is that true? The one criticism I've been hearing of Star Wars is that it's the same fucking movie that was already released. But
pretty much.
It
has similarities.
It's like the first one, but remixed. They're like, oh, let's just basically write the same movie, but we'll change a couple of things.
You get the feeling that it does have a lot of the same retread stuff, but it's fun.
There's a reason,
though. Yeah, it was fun.
It actually has a lot of the same traits of the first one of the prequels, too. It's the Skywalker story.
Yes,
people are just looking for any reason they can to bitch about it. And
oh,
you know
no.
What, Caleb,
this is already...
I'm going to make this personal. I think it's funny that before this movie came out, you made a post about how you're like...
I did.
About like, oh, all these people are hyping up the Star Wars movie and they're just going to end up bitching about it. And then like, you're one of the biggest people I've seen bitching about it.
I'm not bitching about it. I liked it. I was just wanting something different. They gave me the same movie I've already seen before. I liked the prequels because it was different.
I don't know when I'm going to see it. I don't want to make a special trip out for it, and the movies are too expensive.
It's Star Wars, dude. Go see it.
Yeah, go see it.
It's just a fucking movie.
Then don't see it. You're like not going to see it then.
The best movie to be able to go see in theaters, though. Like, it's a pop culture phenomenon.
Hang on.
Right now.
All
right,
the last time I tried to watch a fucking Star Wars movie in the cinema, they had Yoda doing flips.
Yeah, but George Lucas doesn't have anything to do with this one.
Yeah.
No, they're going to make Yoda do flips. Fuck that shit.
Yoda is even in it. Yoda's dead.
I'll find enough.
He did.
Yoda is in it.
Is there a really small character that ends up doing fucking flips?
It's a really small character. It doesn't do any flips.
Okay, then I might chance it.
Jesus.
There's a really small character that does a lot of rolls.
Is that a fucking stupid droid?
Dude, BB-8's the shit.
BB-8 is the coolest character in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, you shut your mouth, Wade.
BB-8 might be the coolest character in a whole fucking, like, series of Star Wars.
Nah, I don't think so.
Who do you think is going to be better than him?
Oh, no, but the way you defended it, I might, like, make an anti-page for him on Facebook.
Oh, there's probably is one.
BB-hate.
The fuck was that?
That was R2.
That was fucking sounded like a banshee.
Yeah, that's what happens when he catches on fire.
Good, he should be on fire more often.
For those that were following Star Wars, the way that it has made ridiculous amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Box Office Mojo right now, I'm double-checking it. The domestic total as far as the 29th of December is $600 million just in the United States because that's domestic. It's crossed the $1 billion mark, of course. And right now they're tracking that it still might have like a little bit of a problem with that worldwide Avatar record because that's – $2.7 billion worldwide, which is like, you know, fucking
insane. So how much did you say it made?
Domestically, America, it's $600 million.
Yeah, it's made over $600 million so far in America.
That's funny, because like UFC just made that for their year's profits and one movie made that. Jesus Christ.
Well, see, what's crazy is now, of course, Force Awakens, the all-time highest weekend record, just without a doubt. Their second weekend, they made about like $150 million. Which is the number 9, I think, or the number 10 highest weekend of all time. So in their second weekend, only 9 movies or 8 movies or whatever have made more money than them in that weekend. Like,
what did Disney pay for this?
Oh, a lot of marketing.
They paid $4 billion for the rights of Star Wars.
Okay, they're going to make that
And I'm
back.
Sure that Lucas gets some kind of kickback, but I don't know.
And they, all that merchandise, all like the TV shows that they're probably going to make for it, you know, the theme parks, video games, all of that.
And if you guys...
We got to imagine they do Star Wars Rebels, they do, the, you said, like the Disney theme park they're going to have.
Well, they're going to do a movie spinoff, right? They're going to fucking rig that shit in.
Yeah, if you think they're ending after episode 9, you don't know Disney very well. They're going to milk this thing. They got to cash out, and they're just going to beat it to death.
So do you think Star Wars ends up in a worse state than with Lucas, or do you think it's on par? Because at some point it's got to get oversaturated, right?
Well, there's a point of diminishing returns, but I mean, I think they could put out anything with the word Star Wars on it, and it'll make millions of dollars. It'll be a commercial success, so I don't think they'll ever do it. I don't think they'll ever stop doing it, I mean. Yes, thank you. Kyle like that, yes.
So they have the record for opening weekend, opening worldwide weekend, holiday. They have the record for December. They have the record for PG-13, the record for second weekend. I mean, there's a huge possibility that they get the record for third weekend because everything down from that is 68,000 and less for third, fourth, fifth, like whatever like that. And those are all Avatar and Titanic, the two top guns. They've got the record for top opening theater averages in a wide release, top theater averages in a wide release that wasn't just opening. They've got a...
Why does anyone like Avatar? Fucking movie's okay.
It was just the 3D thing. That was it.
Yeah.
It was marketed really, really well.
People the first time I watched it was on a plane. Everyone goes, you have to have the effects to in the cinema to appreciate it. Then that's not a fucking good movie.
Right, then it's just like a gimmick that you should go to a theme park for.
Don't get me wrong, I'm sure it's an amazing experience, and I'm sure I would have gotten a better experience. But as a movie, meh.
And why isn't that something the movie can be? Why can't a movie be an experience you go to your local theater, and you have this above average of a movie experience? Like something that's there, because the next one that's coming out is going to be a 4D experience. They're taking it to the next level on the next one that's going to have, like, fans that are blowing and water spraying and smells and all types of stuff.
Neat.
See, I'll be seeing Avatar 2, but I'm not going to see that with, like, any kind of gumption.
I feel like...
Don't you work at a place like that, Mike?
I do.
Okay. Then how does that... Does that translate? I mean, because I've never been to an experience.
Oh, like absolutely.
Like, how does that add to it? I mean, what kind of effects...
Takes it to another level. Well, okay. Well, I think... So we don't have Avatar or anything like that. We have ones that are made by original studios out of Ukraine, actually. But, okay, for instance, there's like there's Dragon Island, where you go inside the castle that's there, and you come across this plant. It kind of looks like the plant from Little Shop of Horrors. And as you're approaching it, all of a sudden it sees you, and it starts spitting at you. And when it's spitting at you, the water sprays out.
Okay. And these are all in 3D, too?
They're in 3D as well. And in our case, we have a motion platform. So all that combined together makes it really fun. That's cool. don't imagine that's what the theater setup's going to have, or at least not many of them will have. I don't know how they're planning on doing that whole release. But more and more theaters are getting set up like this, where they're getting fans and other things installed to present this. And just like the first Avatar issued in the newest 3D technology that we use, the Real D, I think this is going to create a new norm for movies to have those effects in them.
This new one's going to have totally unreal 3D.
I'm not saying that like it shouldn't be an experience that you can have at your local movie theater. What I'm saying is it puts an asterisk next to it when you look at it as a whole, because at the end of the day, you can't always watch it in the cinema.
I don't think so. I mean, the home cinemas are on a whole new level themselves, and that's why a movie like that can be more successful.
Well, no, but what he's saying is, like, imagine the Ukraine movies that you're talking about that you show at your work, just watching that on your phone without any of the other effects. You're not going to have the same experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the same experience if I just wanted to watch Star Wars either.
Exactly. That's what Wago's saying.
That shouldn't discount it from being able to be considered a good movie. I mean, there's lots of things that are considered. It isn't a set blueprint of what makes a good movie. There's different factors that can make it up. I mean, Gone with the Wind is a good movie, and so is Titanic, but they're certainly not the same kind of movie.
No, but I see the argument that doesn't necessarily make it a good movie. It can make it a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
A good movie experience isn't necessarily a good movie. Like, when I went to see Grindhouse, I had a ton of fun, but I don't like the content on it. And that was cool because it was like, you got to see two movies back to back, like an old style, a double feature, and you had fake movie trailers in between for fake movies like, you know, a horror film called Thanksgiving.
And stuff
like that. And that was like, Don't was my favorite at all. Just, if you're thinking about going to see this movie, don't. But that was like, oh man, this is so fun. I'm never going to watch any of that again because it sucked. But it was so fun to go to the movies that day. And something like an Avatar, like if they do this 4D kind of thing, I'm definitely going to be interested in checking it out. Mm-hmm. But I kind of would rather them do a different movie for that than Avatar 2, because the story for Avatar wasn't that good.
No.
So they're going to do like four of these movies or something that are going to be coming out next. And I'm like, I don't really care what happens next. But whereas like Star Wars, I definitely wanted to see that in IMAX, but I was also less worried about seeing it in IMAX than I was, how are they going to do the story? You know,
my main question about the 4D stuff, that all that stuff that are coming out for the new Avatar, I wonder how much those tickets are going to be.
Oh, it's going to be like $30, dude.
And, you know, I guarantee, there's chances that Star Wars might become the highest grossing film of all time. Mm-hmm. The new Avatar, if the tickets are that ridiculous, you know, we don't know yet. There's a good chance it might break that record again. Though I bet there's a few people who won't go see it either because it's too much, or just, mm-hmm. you know, they just like have that disdain, like, oh man, the first one's not that good. So I'm not going to fork out the money to see it the second time.
I don't know how it's going to work as far as what theater is going to have that, if there's going to be a mass installation of this stuff into a bunch of theaters, if they're going to help install that into theaters. Like, you know, they're going to be like, hey, you know, we'll kick back some money back to you if you put these in your theater to make a better experience for the movie. I don't know how they're planning on doing that.
I think what they're going to be doing is that they're not going to be installing them, but I think that they're hoping that that can convince them to start doing it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Star Wars could have shut that in, but I don't know if Avatar would be able to. Like, caused actual cinemas to renovate.
All depends on the marketing, and it all depends on how good it looks like.
Avatar does have the reputation. It is the highest grossing movie of all time, so.
For now.
Right. But I mean, yeah. Wago, you know, saying that, would they revamp movie theaters
I didn't realize it was the highest grossing of all time. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Avatar is number one.
That actually makes me scratch my head even more. I'm like, the fuck?
I don't know. I never liked the idea that was number one.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because if it's an experience that you have to see in theaters, right, then people had to go to theaters to see it.
All the more reason. That's why everybody's going to see Star Wars, because it was just like, it's Star Wars. Like, mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I can enjoy Star Wars in the comfort of my own home, though.
Yeah, but you're also somebody who hasn't cared that they might not get spoilers and stuff. I still think the biggest surprise of the year is how damn well Jurassic World did.
Or Fury 7?
Fury 7 did, I mean, it did extremely well, but it...
Fury 7 is the fifth highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah, but it's also, it was helped from
the as fact much that someone died. To,
yeah, that helped the Dark Knight too. So, you know, I can't just kind of cast stones at Fury 7, but Jurassic World's number 3. And that's like, whoa. Like,
is Guardians of the Galaxy getting a sequel at any point? Because I went into that movie not knowing.
I'm sure, yeah.
Went into that movie not knowing who the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy were or any of the characters.
Dude, nobody knew.
And I was like, oh, is this what superheroes are now? Okay, I like this.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is coming out, I think, in 2018.
Yeah. I didn't see that
one
either.
They're filming it right now, so.
See, with The Dark Knight, that was one that I didn't see in theaters. I saw it eventually when it came out on Blu-ray, and it was one of those movies that was so hyped and everyone says, oh my god, it's so good. So I kind of went into it with a little bit of a disbelief. I'm like, okay, we'll see how good it is. That one, I was surprised. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times movies get hyped up and I'm just like, nah, doesn't do it for me. But Dark Knight, I definitely give that my seal of approval.
The Matrix is my best example of a movie that's overhyped.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Matrix, I've always been...
Oh, I spent like 2 years of people telling me that The Matrix is the best movie of all time. And like kind of like Firefly, where it was like, you're going to absolutely love this. Why haven't you watched it yet? And I'm like, all right, so it's slow motion. I mean, obviously it's not just slow motion, but I was just like, that's it. That's why everybody loves it. Like, the story was kind of cool, but I don't like Trinity. I don't like the whole, oh, I know Kung Fu. And it was like, all right. Like, take it or leave it. Everybody goes nuts over it. I'm not going to go nuts over it. I like the movie.
I don't know how anybody can defend the sequels.
No.
No.
See, that was like... The second one, I don't know. It got into a little bit more of some stuff that I would like. Because I do like the superhero genre. So the idea that he was like flying and stuff was kind of like, yeah, this is kind of cool. But it was like that scene... Was the second one or was the third one? Where he's talking to the architect... And he's just like, it's an anomaly of a parable. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? This dude's just spitting out a bunch of techno babble again for the sake of it, too. Oh, you were an anomalous something that, and I'm like, you went through the dictionary, you typed in as many synonyms for weird as you possibly could, wasted a whole bunch of time, and that third one is garbage. Fuck that movie.
I don't even think I ever saw the third one.
The third one's like, how cool would it be if like they kept running into each other and then a big shockwave happened? And then they get up and run into each other and create a shockwave. Oh, but then it's so cool because right after that they run into each other and there's like this big fucking shockwave.
Don't get excited.
Yeah, fuck that movie. That's usually the case, though. Third movies are usually pretty blah.
Let's see.
Jedi's not as good as Star Wars and Empire. Dark Knight Rises is not as good as Batman Begins.
Yo,
Dark Knight.
Toy Story 3.
Tony doesn't know about that. She's never seen any of them.
Oh, yeah, you've never seen any of them. Oh, Tony, what the fuck? You gotta watch the Back to the Future trilogy so you can know how weird the third one is.
Yeah.
It's like that has to be the weirdest third movie of a trilogy out of any of them.
All right,
that's when they're in the West, right?
Yep. Yeah. I have an exception to the third one sucks, and that would be Indiana Jones. The third one was, I think, maybe the best one.
It is the best one, I think.
So what are you guys? Third one again? Is that Temple?
No, third one was Last Crusade with his dad, with Sean Connery.
Because Temple of Doom is the best one.
What? No. Dude, Temple of Doom has the best character, but it's like the worst.
Dr. Jones.
Damn right. Fucking Short Round's to shit. Short Round's like the BB-8 of that era.
Yeah, he is. not R2-D2. Short Round.
What was the question? Somebody said they have a question about...
I don't know. Wago was
saying. As far as old movies go, where do you all stand on Karate Kid? I fucking hate those films.
Nah, never been a fan.
I saw the original once when I was a little kid, and I don't remember anywhere near as much as I should.
The first one I saw was the next Karate Kid, and it was fucking stupid, so I never bothered seeing the rest of them.
Wait, what's the one with Hilary Swank?
Was it Hilary Swank or the Jaden Smith one?
No, Hilary Swank. I didn't see the Jaden Smith one, but that one actually did look good.
Jaden Smith one was kind of blah. I watched it on a plane.
Jeez, what's up with you watching all your movies on a plane?
Okay.
What you gotta, did you watch Snakes on a Plane?
Fucking
on a plane?
Mr. Fancy Plane Flyer.
What you gotta remember, like, fucking 9-hour flights to England, to America. I have plenty of time to watch movies.
Well, there's your problem with that. Back. Why are you going to England?
I missed all that. What? Everyone just talked at once.
Oh, he said, why are you going to England? I'm like, what, do you take a flight there every weekend?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
that's my favorite clip of Drew.
Yeah, you know what would have been really great if they would have done, like, in episode 7? Instead of Jakku, they have Tatooine, and they blow up Tosche Station. And then Luke, like, wakes up, you know, out of, like, some stasis kind of thing or whatever. No, I still needed to get those.
Before, that's opening crawl. Whole, like, 9-movie saga was, to right? Like, him getting to Tosche Station to get some power converters.
The opening crawl is, Luke Skywalker has gone missing. He went out one day to pick up some power converters at Tosche Station. And never came back to finish the fucking war. Luke's a whiny little prick.
Yeah, he is.
Laugh it up, as well.
Yeah, are we reaching a point where we're tapping out here?
I'm good for calling it quits. Everyone else?
We're at about two.
I don't know how much time we got left.
We don't have time anymore.
Yeah, we can go as long as we want, baby. We can go all night.
That is the magic of Mixler, ladies and gentlemen.
We can, but we won't.
No,
we can go on forever.
It depends on how many.
See you later.
Depends on how many Patreon donations we get in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, it depends on how much we get for that and what we have left over from our theme parks and our cheeseball pits and stuff.
But you're all not invited to our cheeseball pit because you put so many people in there that it would start getting really gross.
And if we invited fucking Jester, there'd be no cheese balls left.
Well, I don't know. The Cheez-It pit would be all his.
The Cheez-It pit.
Yo, is that that Jester kid in the Cheez-It pit?
Ew, gross.
All right, so the last thing we're going to do here is just give out some plugs or promote some stuff that we have going on for you guys to check out, where you can find us on Twitter and whatnot like that. So, Drew, what do you want to throw out there to the audience?
You know, go follow me on Twitter, @JosephWhiteGood, and McFrickin' Duncan on YouTube, The Mega Maniacs on Facebook, wrestling-related stuff. Cool people, cool group. And Sean's not here, so I'll throw out a plug for Premier Pals. Check it out, YouTube. Go and find it.
Kalen?
All right, you can follow me on Twitter @KalenFerris, and if you play the Simpsons Tapped Out game, you can be my neighborino. My username on there is Pickup Bart, all one word, Pickup Bart.
Peyton?
Well, everyone should stay tuned to all the cool stuff we got here on Mega Powers Radio by checking out our new website, megapowersradio.com, and our new home on Mixlr. Just search for Mega Powers Radio on there, and you'll see our schedule of all the cool shows we got, like the Raw Post Show, the Dace Man Show. Should also subscribe to our Facebook and Twitter, because we'll have other episodes of All Talk Show pop up, and you never know what else might pop up on there. So pay attention, megapowersradio.com.
Wago.
All right, if you go on to stephenwago.com, that's Stephen spelt with a PH, that'll drop you onto my Tumblr where you can find all my corresponding links. It's @StephenWago on the Twitter, and until then, fuck you, Brian.
Well, for my side of things, follow me at @AmangoTree and @TonyMango, spelled out like the body parts, and you can check out smarkoutmoment.com for the wrestling stuff, fanboysanonymous.com for the geek culture stuff, and anything else you'll find all over those. So you can just click all the social media stuff and follow everything. And that'd be awesome. Big thanks to everyone on the panel for doing this. And thanks to all of you out there for listening. That's going to shut us up for this evening and for 2015. Adios, everybody. See you next time.